Good morning, my friends. Happy Friday. We made it. I hope you had a great, great week. This is my first full week back from paternity leave. And boy, did the coffee that I took in this week show that. There's a lot of caffeine happening over here. That being said, I hope you're off to a wonderful start to your day, a better start than what we're seeing in the markets overall. It's sad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for me. I'm sorry for the CEOs there, CEOs of public companies right now. But that being said, we always toe the line here at Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. My name's Elliot Lane. We give you a daily dose of cannabis news and insights. We toe that line of legislation, what's happening in cannabis, as well as public company information. We're going to toe more toward the former today. There's not a lot happening on the public company side. So with that being said, let's start in the great state of Kansas. Both candidates for Kansas Attorney General agree and are critical of the Wichita City Council's decision to stop prosecuting marijuana cases in court. Wichita, before this decision, charges more than 750 people a year for marijuana possession and more than 600 people a year, I believe, for marijuana paraphernalia possession. So these guys want that to continue. I'm not voting for either of them. Kansas, I hope you all can demand a better candidate for you all soon. A win for activists in Arkansas, as all the votes for marijuana in November's ballot will count. The issue came in the title of the measure, potentially causing confusion for voters. So Arkansas very may well have recreational cannabis in the next couple months. Kentucky governor, I should say, very may well have a measure passed on recreational cannabis, and then it'll be a while. Kentucky's governor, Andy Beshear, received a report from his advisory council and says medical marijuana decisions are forthcoming for the bluegrass state. The governor is going to try to do what he can with his executive power, but it is not clear how much he can do without the very, very heavily Republican-run state Congress. He is a Democrat, and according to recent polls, one of the most popular Democratic governors in the country. However, the current state Congress does not want anything to do with legalized marijuana. So we'll see what can happen there. This may be an interesting candidate for cross-border, cross-state lines commerce. We'll see. Who knows? Andy Beshear, I believe, is determined to make something happen. GOP lawmakers, representatives from Virginia and Kentucky, once again, send a scathing letter to the FDA commissioner on the lack of FDA regulations on CBD and overall hemp-derived cannabinoids. This is an interesting counterpoint with Brett Guthrie, from a representative from Kentucky, going against the farm bill of Mitch McConnell, a senator from the same state that he enacted in, I believe, 2018. I will say the majority of the marijuana industry is on the side of these two GOP lawmakers. So hopefully the FDA commissioner pays attention. Good news in Nevada, Las Vegas, and the overall county approves consumption lounges. I got to call out that I found this news on MJ Biz. I bet they're excited over there. If you're going to MJ BizCon in November like the rest of us, at least next year, if not this year, we may have some more places to visit. Halo Cannabis, the Halo Collective, I should say, HCANF on the OTC, completes an acquisition of Pistol Point in Oregon. Assets include indoor cultivation, outdoor cultivation, manufacturing, and distribution licensed operations. Halo acquired this for around $4 million. Curio Wellness expands into Missouri via a partnership with VMO Ops. Curio Wellness, of course, one of the leading private operators on the East Coast. They are very well known in Maryland. They are looking at franchising options as well. They have other markets that they are looking at too, as Missouri is one of them. They're bringing their medical grade cannabis to the Missouri medical marijuana patients. Last but not least, we touched on it very slightly a few minutes ago, but most cannabis stocks are just garbage right now. Many present great buying opportunities if you are a value investor. That being said, if I'm looking at one in particular that I thought had an interesting chart this morning, it was Village Farms, NASDAQ listed VFF. Compared to a lot of its peers, there was a slight rebound. Village Farms does have produce operations. It is not strictly growing cannabis, so that could perhaps be what that is about. But overall, when comparing it, when comparing VFF to other U.S. listed cannabis stocks, none of the others really had as much of a rebound, even though it was very slight at that. So with that being said, I'm just going to keep an eye on VFF. I'm going to keep an eye on the overall ETF, perhaps Poseidon PSDN, as I look at this, and Halo Cannabis to see what shareholders do there. But I don't know if I'm doing much on cannabis stocks today. That being said, this is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we'll be back Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful, restful weekend. We'll talk to you again then.
Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.